The Astros looking for a Major League best 11th straight win this season as they take on the Royals, and a Mike Moustakas young fan in the crowd there. We pick up the action in the second. It's Norichka Aoki at the plate facing Ian Kennedy.
Line drive, base hit Aoki into right field. McCann a late start. He's still being waved around by Pettis. The throw is going to head towards second. Aoki's going to be out at second base. Run scores. Astros take the 1-0 lead on the Aoki RBI single, but he's thrown out. Up the middle, two out, RBI base hit. Once again, George Springer, runner in scoring position and two outs, comes through.
Here's the first pitch to McCann, and this one's hit well. Right field, that's going to send Bonifacio back. He's on the track, and there it goes. Two-run shot for McCann. Puts the Astros up 4-0 here in the fourth inning.
Yuli Gurriel coming to the plate. 0-1, and that's hit in the air pretty deep to left field. Gordon is going back, looking up. See you later! Into the Royals' bullpen. That's a three-run home run for Yuli Gurriel.
The Astros win their 11th straight game, taking it 7-3. That's the most wins by any team in the majors this season. It's also a new club road record 11th straight win. George Springer extends his hitting streak to 10 games. Brian McCann, two hits, two RBIs, and three runs scored. Marwin Gonzalez had to leave the game because of left-hand discomfort in the eighth inning. The Astros win their 11th in a row, Major League best this season. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after the game.
I mean, we got after them early, and then they put on a little bit of a push in the mid-game, and it got really close. And then, obviously, Yuli homering off of Herrera is a big punch, you know, for us. So it was nice for us to hang in there. I thought our pitching, some guys that don't normally even come in the highest leverage situation, Gudwan and Hoyt both came in and made really big pitches when they had us on our heels a little bit mid-game.
Gudwan, only a second appearance in the majors. Mm-hmm. What made you feel comfortable going into
Well, we need to spot? Test them. We need to test them. And you know, he responded well. He threw a lot of strikes, early in his first outing. And then, if you're going to be on this team, he's going to have to pitch. We've used our bullpen a ton. I'd shut down Davinsky and Gregerson for the day. And it was a perfect matchup for him to come in and see what he's got. You know, I got a little fortunate with the positioning on the check swing line drive, and then really battled the Moss at bat. Did exactly what we asked him to do.
How about Harris with a big strikeout as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harris, you know, continues to get these huge innings for us, and has really developed. I've developed a great comfort with him, obviously, over the time with him. The breaking ball against his team was something that we were hoping to use, and he's got one of the best ones on the team.
What happened to Marwin?
His left hand started bothering him a couple innings before I took him out, and some is like the heel of his hand, some left hand discomfort. So he's got to get some tests done and see the doctor and see what I think it was from the ground when he was sliding, pounded the base of his hand on the ground. So I didn't learn about it until his bat was starting to come up, and he went down and tried to hit in the cage and feel like he could hit. So I took him out.
Mike Fiers gets the win, going 5-plus innings, allowing 2 runs. He talked to the media after.
Just go with what I've been working on, really. Just be aggressive, get ahead, strike one's big. Just keep them in, you know, counts that are favorable to me. And just keep them out of the 2-0, 3-1 as much as possible. And, execute quality pitches. You can throw strikes, but you got to be in good spots, especially against a team that swings a lot like these guys. They're coming out swinging early, so, pitch one is huge.
Yeah, I feel like you've really found something these last two starts with the curveball specifically.
Yeah, I mean, this is how I pitched before, and I just feel a lot more confident that I was able to find my curveball, because it helps out with every other pitch. I pitch off my fastball, so having that curveball is huge, and just locating pitches and attacking them, really, and not really being afraid of of contact in the zone. You know, just going right after him, and trusting that I have 4 pitches I can throw for strikes, sometimes 5, and just to go at him and keep him guessing.
Brian McCann launched his 7th homer of the season in the win.
I haven't been swinging the bat well since I've come back off the DL. Made some minor adjustments and was able to drive the ball to left center, which when I'm doing that, it's a good sign.
A lot of big breaking balls, a lot of strikeouts for the relievers. Just what are you trying to do there? Just strand those, to get those guys stranded?
Yeah, you're trying to pitch the hitter's weakness and then come up with a, I thought, stun them with fastballs late, you know, and our pitchers did an amazing job tonight doing that.
What do you have to say about, I mean, just the way they move on and, boy, some of the younger guys in the bullpen?
They're stepping up. They're you know, they can all pitch. And, you know, we're asking them to pitch in situations they're probably not used to. And for them to come through and do what they're doing is it's big for this team.
Up next, the series against the Royals continues on Tuesday with David Paulino on the Hill.